You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I want to talk about addictions. Now, your first reaction may be, well, this won't apply to me because I'm not addicted to anything. Usually, we associate addictions with alcohol or drugs. But you know, I'm beginning to realize that most of us are addicted to something or other. We may call it by a more acceptable name, like a bad habit or stuck in our old ruts or some kind of dependency. They sound a little better than addiction, but in reality, they are addictions. An addiction is anything that tends to control your behavior rather than you controlling it. We are addicted to that which we cannot quit or that which we cannot keep in balance in our lives. For example, people are addicted to work. You and I know many workaholics who literally are driven to work all the time. Others are quite the opposite, addicted to laziness. I know people who are addicted to spending money. They buy things they don't need and cannot afford, but they can't seem to stop. All of us can relate to people who are addicted to food and seem to be unable to stop their eating binges. Think of the people who are addicted to sports, especially in this country. It goes far beyond enjoying a competitive game of some sort. Their lives revolve around sports, either in participation or as a spectator. My son-in-law says at one time he was addicted to running. Others are addicted to television. A listener indicated she was addicted to all her stuff, and she just couldn't throw it out. A good friend of mine fights the addiction of biting her nails. When you have no control over yourself and can't do what you know you should do, you have to call it an addiction. I started to think about this when God convicted me of some areas of addiction in my own life. It wasn't much fun to have to admit there were some habits which, though not in themselves harmful, were starting to control me more than I was controlling them. Well, I'm certainly no expert on the topic, but I'd like to explore it with you this week. Think about areas of addiction in your life today. Maybe there are some you need to face up to, as I did, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. We have a very good booklet I want to send you called When You Just Can't Stop. It will give you much help in overcoming addictions. You can download it from our website or contact us and we'll send you a copy of When You Just Can't Stop. It's really helpful. Our web address is christianworkingwoman.org.